Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, you know, we're just coming out of the school holidays. For a lot of people, they did have some time off from work, some time off from school, and maybe for the first time after COVID, went away. Tried to get away, went over east or overseas or whatever.
Over east.
And now we were very fortunate to be one of those people that were, one of those families were able to go away because we'd had a trip that we'd organised 2 years ago with another family that had been planned for a few years. And then we had to shut that down and put it on the back blocks. And it was this July that we were able.
I'm sorry, what?
Put it on the back blocks. Just put it on the back blocks. Back burner?
Back burner. The back blocks?
Blocks.
What's a back block?
I don't know. It's
what
a Kirstyism.
What are front blocks?
It's a Kirstyism. You just chuck it in the back block.
Can't
all be land developers, Kirsty. Yeah. Stop it, Leon. Be quiet. Go back to your box.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Go back to your back blocks. Sorry, carry on, Kirsty.
So anyway, we were going away to Bali, and we were like a little bit anxious because it was the first time we travelled for a while.
Yeah.
And there was all the talk about, you know, everyone was going to be going away over the school holidays. It was going to be quite stressful at the airport. So we got there nice and early. We checked in online.
Are you normally an early person to the airports?
I like to be there at least a couple of hours to two and a half hours before we
fly out.
Two and
a half, three, fine. Yeah.
We did 3 hours.
Like five.
Right. We did 3 hours because we thought, you know, it could be a bit banked up and a lot of people. Got through luggage reasonably quickly. Wasn't too bad. Wasn't too stressful. Went upstairs. Thought we'd have something to eat before we went through the gates because we'd heard from someone earlier that there was not many places open on the other side. I mean, it was a 7:30 flight.
Okay.
So we thought we'll have a little bit of something. So then we went through, had to go through the computer stuff where you get your ID done. It's all that new thing. It's all electronic.
Oh, you scan your passport.
They scan your face and it's all like, ooh. So we went through that. That was fine. And then we ended up at security. So it was our last part before we get over the other side to sit at the gate.
Yeah.
So my kids put all their bags in their little trays and I put my tray in and we've all got our own trays and Tim's at the end and he's got one bag and he's got his laptop bag and he's got two. So we get through. Beep, beep, no problem. Go through. All of us go through. We all get our bags. Tim gets through and the guy just goes, oh, is this your back? And he goes, oh, my laptop. Yeah, that's my laptop. So he goes, oh, do you mind if I have a look? So we're all waiting with our bags, just going, oh, okay, no worries. So Tim's like, yeah, sure. And the guy goes, is there anything in here that you think would be not a reasonable thing to have on a plane?
Dear.
Tim goes, nah, it's my laptop and my charger and maybe some pens.
And my
highlighters.
My pocket knife.
And so nice. We're standing there. The guy just like unzips the front and proceeds to pull out this massive carving knife. Not just a carving knife, but one of my really super expensive good knives. And he goes, what is this doing in there? We just all just went, like, what? And
Tim goes,
oh, yeah. Oh, let me explain, right? So I'm standing there going, that's my good knife. What is it you're doing in your computer case? And he goes, oh, well, when I go to work, right? He goes, when I take my laptop bag to work, I like to sometimes make a little pear and rocket salad. And I take my pear and I take my knife and I cut it up at work. Because we have no knives that are sharp enough at work. So he's explaining this to this crew. This guy's holding this massive knife. And I'm thinking, we're not going. That's it. We're not going. And anyway, the guy just sort of had a half smile on his face. I think he could tell we weren't terrorists. And he said, you'd be surprised how often this happens. But he could.
How often people have carving knives in their laptop cases?
Stuff that's not meant to go on a plane.
Oh, wow.
He then confiscated my good knife.
Was it one of those like ones that we both have?
My really good. Yeah.
No.
And I was like, damn, that's my good knife. It's gone.
Ah, Timothy. Like,
anyway, the guy just laughed, put it away in his little confiscation box. But I want to know, have you had something confiscated from security?
Oh, we all have. Get on the phones, 93130985. We want to know right now, what got confiscated at the airport? On 98.5, Kirsty and Dan for breakfast. Can you relate to Kirsty's airport security story where poor Timmy got his giant carving knife taken?
Why he needs a carving knife to cut a pear is beyond me, anyway.
You've got to be prepared. But on the line right now, we've got Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. What is it about Hudson?
Oh, I know, Jackie. Talk to me. What's going on?
Oh, so we were going to New Zealand,
yep.
And we get to the other side and, you know, go through security again. We declare everything, and my husband's like, nothing to clear. The guy opens his backpack, pulls out an apple, he goes, well, what's this, sir? My husband goes, well, it looks like an apple to me. And got smacked for the $250 fine. He forgot we had his lunch in there.
Sorry, how much?
Sorry, yeah. A $250 fine.
Yeah, great start for a holiday.
That's ridiculous.
I have never heard you getting fines before. Because how many people throw snacks in there, like, and just forget that it's in there?
Well, how many introduced species come in and ruin, ecosystems, yeah. Kirsty? You know? Oh, Jackie,
but
that's...
Trouble. It was the way he said, well, it looks like an apple to me.
Oh, okay. Gave a bit of cheek. And they were like, yeah. You know, mate, we'll just give you a little bit of a fine.
Oh, that's too good. That is too good. Jackie, thank you so much for your call.
Oh,
wow.
I love this one. Helen said, I was a Defence Force spouse who often travelled interstate with just carry-on luggage. Most Ooh. Trips I get selected for the bomb residue
oh,
test.
Oh, that's always me.
Of course I test positive frequently as I'm meeting with serving military who fire weapons. I eventually got a letter from the Defence Minister and carried it with me so I wouldn't miss any more flights. Could you imagine being pulled up, excuse me,
that's
you,
brilliant.
If you've got a bomb?
That's
oh.
so true. Yeah, I once, but Leon's just sorting someone out. I once was coming back from, I was coming back from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Seeing my dad, and I decided that I was going to beat the system and bring a BB gun back.
Oh, don't.
Or maybe three or four.
Oh, Amma.
And maybe a kilo of pellets.
Just see what happens.
So what's the worst that's going to happen? You take it. What's the best I get through? And, you know, I've got a sweet BB gun. I can shoot my
you
brother.
You are kidding.
And so the guy pulls me aside and he's going through my bag and clearly they'd seen it. And he pulled out of a shoe one BB gun. Because, you know, you put in a shoe, they can't see on the x-ray, right? Obviously.
Apparently.
And then another one out of another shoe and then another one. And then he pulls out this bag, which I had put in one of those bags, you know,
A backpack?
Like a tote bag. I put the BBs in a tote bag, which is like, you know, also apparently made of lead, so they won't see the BBs. And he puts it on the counter and just looks at me and goes, what are you doing, mate? I was like, yeah, look. It is what it is.
I just want to play with my brother, all right?
So then I got a letter in the mail. It said, you are now on the list. If you are seen bringing anything back into Australia like this, you will be fined and possibly imprisoned.
You are on the border security list.
I'm on the border security list.
Who would have thought?
Yes, indeed. Well, let's find out. We've got Amanda on the line. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
So good.
Excellent. Relieved we're here and not in jail.
Yeah. Oh, I'm first day back at work because I've just had COVID.
Oh, so, how are you feeling?
You feeling all right?
Actually, I'm quite sick, but I'm good now.
Good.
Yeah, but I'm an EA and I had it on my school holiday, so that's pretty bad.
Rubbish.
Didn't get the week off, but...
What happened?
So with this is my husband actually. My husband, his name's Neil. He was flying up north. He's done a lot of FIFO over the last like 15 years, and
yeah.
He was working at this particular time at a place called Barrow Island, and I can't remember which big mining company it was, but Barrow Island's like a very strict nature reserve,
yeah.
And it's extreme. Like it's very very particular about you're not going to take any food. And any luggage, you had to get shoes sprayed and all these kinds of things. So, he goes through the normal thing and he knows how strict it is. And he's very particular, my husband, with packing. I don't do any packing. I'm not that wife that ever packs for him. Yep. And so he's going through and then I said, have you got anything? He's like, no, all good. And then the guy said, well, what about this? Why are these here? And it happened to be Easter that he was going to be away, so I thought I'd just sneak in a bag of his favourite Cadbury's cream eggs.
Oh!
Not even thinking, just thinking, oh, poor thing, he's away. So, and the guy, and he looked, and he was just like, he said, I was horrified. It was like, they're not mine.
They're not mine.
How they got there.
The Easter eggs aren't mine.
And they, so they took them, and then they were pretty strict, and they were having a real big go at him because they said, look, you know all these rules, and sounds crazy, but they were very, very coming down hard on him. Oh. And then, lo and behold, there was the little note. Happy Easter.
Oh, how much.
Happy Easter, Dad. And I had my boys' names there, and then the guy was like, oh, okay then. Right, well, I'm
going to
let you take them through.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing for him to do. I mean, tell you what, like, they'll probably be going, oh, well, you know.
We'll confiscate those, have a little snack. Yeah, okay, we've got time for one more. We got Wazza. Good morning, Wazza.
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Very good. Did you get something confiscated from security?
Oh, yeah. So me and a mate of mine, I live in the wheat belt now, but I was living in Mount Barker. We're going to Melbourne for an evangelism course.
Yep.
And, you know, we're both family men, and we're going through the scanner. Anyway, they pull him over. Like, he's got these kid-safe scissors. You know, they made of plastic with a little metal strip there. You can't cut yourself.
Yeah.
So they made a big deal about it. They're like, oh, you can't take them on the plane, buddy. They're scissors.
What are you going to do? Poorly cut some craft on the plane with them? That's ridiculous. Oh, Wazza, you legend. Thank you for your call.
Jeez,
go back to Wazza. Oh, there's more story from Wazza. Sorry, Wazza. Go. What else happened?
Yeah, anyway, so we get on the plane, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, I got this little, like manicure set in my hand luggage.
Oh.
So I think there's a pair of scissors in there. Anyway, so we're sitting on the plane, I'll get my hand luggage out, I start unpacking stuff, I go to my mate, I go, how come these metal sharp scissors are allowed on the plane? Put it away. So his blunt ones got taken off, and my sharp ones were somehow they scanned through, and we're on the plane.
And you've got beautifully manicured hands.
Exactly. Well, beauty always comes before craft.
I still don't use them. I've still got overgrown toenails.
Oh, God. All right, on that note. Okay.
All right, Wazza. Thank you so much. Well, guys, keep them coming. 0429 985 985. We would love to hear your stories.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.